We are rolling on yet another Mike and Mike's off-air podcast. Mike Pesto over here.
Mike O'Neill on the other here. And listen, before you get started,
By the way, for the first time I think ever, and if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe on YouTube, please, I actually have sheets. And Mike O'Neill has not seen these yet, so he has no idea what we'll be talking about here in just a bit.
Spring it on me. But before you do, something going on in my neighborhood. Race Communications left a flyer informing us of impending construction about a week and a half ago. And we're like, well, this is the first time this has happened since we've been homeowners. And sure enough, early this week, they came in like an army, like nine trucks up and down the street, digging up everything. And I mean everything. Right now in my front yard, a typical front yard with, you know, the standard big part of the lawn and then the parkway. I have two big holes on the parkway and a big one in my lawn, and something going on the other parkway where they're connecting the fiber optic cables and putting in the boxes. But here's my question. The sort of good news, because I'll keep you posted. I'll tell you what it looks
like. Please do.
When they're done. But for now, it looks like a construction site. But, I mean, I understand they're it's pretty good, and I'm kind of interested. So I'm hoping that this is going to be a good thing. But I'm wondering, have you heard, is there any recourse if homeowners want to say, no, you're not digging up my lawn?
My knee-jerk reaction to that, and remember that phrase, it will come into play when we get to what I've got for you, is no, and the term eminent domain comes to mind. Where my mom lives in Paso Robles, there was a ranch house that was there for years, I mean, forever. I mean, the town was practically built around this ranch house, but as the town expanded around 101, they realized the on-ramp, off-ramp area right there needed to be expanded as well. And they told the ranch owner, we are going to be taking some of your property. We're going to give you fair value for it, but we are taking this property because we need to have a retaining wall built. We need to have a safe area for cars to transition. We need to widen the road. So they fought it as much and as hard as they could. But at the end of the day, they had to ultimately give that property to them, and they ultimately, I believe, decided to just leave the area to sell, and then the city just took over the entire property, not just what they needed, but they just turned it into a little mini park area. So my knee-jerk reaction is try to get them to give as much as they can on it, but ultimately, if they want to do it, they're going to do it. Ask anyone who has property where high-speed rail went in.
Well, because I kind of understand it, because it's fiber optic. It has to connect all the way through. But I know my next-door neighbor. I'm not going to say which one in case somebody knows where I live. But one of my next-door neighbors has a very nice yard. He spends a great deal of his retired life keeping very, very, very nice. Actually, both of them are nice. But this one, and I don't see them digging his up. And I'm wondering about that. So
it may be he is putting some pressure on them, so they've decided not to yet. But I think ultimately they're going to. It's just a matter of what arrangement is worked out, maybe compensation-wise, to take that into account.
He'll be getting fiber optic, do you think?
He's going to have to do things. And again, I'm surprised it wasn't the first thing that came to mind. All the issues that property owners, farm owners have had with high-speed rail coming in and saying, eminent domain, high-speed rail is going through this orchard, is going through this field. You do not have a choice. We will give you fair market value on it, and that's your only recourse.
Yeah. Well, I hope I like Race Communications, and I hope they put my yard back together again.
Before we get to my little sheets, which I can't wait to get to, I want to ask you a question. I haven't talked about this much on the air yet. Have you ever had bone spurs?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay. Now, you may
actually, before, I made it sound like I had 98 of them. I've had just the one. We were living way back in, I mean, when we first moved here, I've always been in pretty good shape, and I was in particularly good shape at this time. And my eldest daughter said, Dad, we're going to learn how to rollerblade together.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm an excellent four-wheel roller skater. But I hadn't tried blades, and I can't ice skate for beans because of my ankles. So I was worried. So we tried it. I got pretty good. We were hauling butt in the neighborhood. And we were going, and I wasn't paying attention. And you know how sometimes you get a sidewalk where one of the things is...
Yep.
This was literally 6 inches up. I didn't see it. I looked down. I was like, damn. My heel caught it. I went down. That part didn't hurt, but my heel was so sore. I had a major bone spur that lasted months.
Okay. Yeah, you may have noticed the past few weeks or so, I don't have it on today, but I've had an elbow brace. Had x-rays done. I have a bone spur in my elbow. Now, I like to think I've got a pretty high threshold for pain. But when I haven't seen the images, but I got the diagnostic, what the technician said about it. Small bone spur. I'm like, you know, if I'm going to have one that is this, at times, excruciatingly painful, could it at least be a medium-sized bone spur? I mean, I'm not even going for big, but at some point, I've got a referral to an orthopedic surgeon here in the city in Visalia, and he's going to take a look at it.
No, that
I'll get
hurts.
Another referral to see what can be done about it. I'm guessing if it truly is a spur, maybe surgery or maybe physical therapy to help alleviate it. But, I mean, I don't have that brace on today, but this is the – maybe you just heard it. This is the elbow that every once in a while like, – and by every once in a while, I mean 20 to 30 minutes a day, I can pop this elbow. And I don't know if that is caused the spur or is it a symptom of the spur.
Well, bone spurs hurt. And small, medium, or large, that's like a small kidney stone. Really? There's no small kidney stones, bro. They all are ready to knock you straight over.
I appreciate that.
So I'm sure that's
Dr. O'Neill over
operably,
here.
If it's available, to make it go away. I'm not a big fan of pain for whatever it's worth.
Well, one of these days we may have to get Jennifer Grant in on one of our podcasts because I have to thank her for bringing this up earlier this week.
What you got?
I don't know if you talked about it when this came out last month, but nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, the big one that I posted a video about this, Mark Ronson, who is one of the members of Foreigner's son-in-laws, he put this video out basically demanding that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame put Foreigner in. I'm surprised that they weren't in. So Foreigner's on the list. So I'm going to give you all the nominees. And I want just knee-jerk reaction. Yes or no for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Can I tell you yes or no and why?
Sure, absolutely.
Go.
All right, so Foreigner, right there.
Of course. Where the heck have they been?
Okay.
Duh.
So Foreigner on the list. They are in, according to Mike O'Neill.
Well, they've been around forever. I mean, whether or not the original creator of the band, lead guitarist, gets along with the original lead singer, who cares? They've left quite an impact. Everybody wants to know what love is.
By the way, I read this morning that Lou Gramm has said that after this year, he's done. He's not going to perform anymore. I don't know if he's still going to record at all anymore, but he said he's absolutely done.
And have you seen the thing? Do you know they're building an amphitheater downtown Tulare?
Yes, in Zumwalt
Park. And he's performing there.
Is he? I didn't know that.
With Asia.
Oh, that, I loved the heat of the moment. I have like two or three cassettes.
Thank
of
you.
Asia's.
Okay, one more time. Lou Gramm in Asia, in Tulare, at Zumwalt Park. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
We'll get dates to you as soon as we have them memorized.
Next.
All right, so Foreigner's in. How about Peter Frampton?
Yes. Okay. Everybody on the planet in 1976 had Frampton comes alive on A-Track. Yes, I'm old.
All right. Jane's Addiction.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I can name one song, and I know people that love Jane's Addiction think they're the most important band in the galaxy. Not so much for me.
Okay. Cool and the Gang.
See, here's where I get in fights with people.
Uh-huh.
It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're going to love this conversation. All right.
And I don't necessarily equate that with rock and roll. Incredible R&B, wonderful soulful vocals, some incredible pop songs. Rock and roll, per se, not so much.
All right, hold on to that thought. We'll revisit that here in a second. Lenny Kravitz.
He's a very good guitarist. He's excellent. I can name two songs. So I don't know about the Hall of Fame.
Great producer, too. I don't know how much he's produced, but there's a song of Chicago's called, I think it's called You're Still the One. And he does background vocals on it. It sounds like Chicago, produced by Lenny Kravitz. And after I heard that song, it was on one of the greatest hits CDs that came out years ago, one of those bonus songs. I begged and pleaded with anyone that would listen, can Lenny Kravitz please produce an entire Chicago album? And I'm still hoping to this day it happens at some point.
That would be pretty neat.
Here's what I'm curious to get your take on. Oasis.
God, the ever-fighting brothers. Always. And apparently they've reuned again. I don't know. See, but again, it's a perspective thing. My rock and roll starts with the Beatles. For somebody's rock and roll who starts with the Appetite for Destruction album, that might make more sense. I don't know.
And even with that, I don't... Part of being
again,
in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame...
Again, I could only name one song for them.
I could name two, but part of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame means being groundbreaking.
Legendary
what was ever
groundbreaking
status. About Oasis? What ground did they break?
Not really.
Other than maybe breaking things over each other's heads, because again, as you pointed out, the brothers do not get along.
They were part of the 90s, what was happening in the 90s when they came along, and I can't think of their names. I'm looking right at them, but bum ba da ba na 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 da 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 da. That band.
No idea.
Hey. Anyway.
It will come to you before we're done, I'm sure.
I know. They're wonderful.
Or we'll kick off next week's podcast with that nugget.
What was that nonsense O'Neill was singing last week? Another band.
Here's another one I think you'll say is definitely should be in there. Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
I mean, how again, he's one of those like Foreigner. He's not in at this point?
He's a lead singer of his own band that was supposed to go away and shut up when he left one of the biggest classic rock bands ever, and he did anything but go away and shut up. He rose to and at times beyond his original band. How can he not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Here's one and a couple others after this. Again, we'll see where you go with it. Dave Matthews Band.
I get it.
Uh-huh.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews has got quite, for those who love him, he's got a huge catalog, and he's good at what he does, and he's an exceptional performer. He's good live.
I don't know first time around, but at some point I see them getting
Want to hear a good Dave Matthews story?
Sure.
I do a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
I've seen some real weird first dance songs, and I did a wedding where the space between...
Okay.
Was their first dance song.
Wow. Okay.
And I was like, really? Dude, don't you guys like each other? What's the... And he goes, no, Mike, we're picking this song because this is how we both felt before we met each other.
Oh.
And we were what rose us above this. I'm like, all right, thanks for telling me. Now I can set it up right.
See, I love stories like that, and you would have a ton of them at some point, I would imagine. Maybe we'll just do a whole podcast on that of... The out of the air ordinary first dance, father, mother,
daughters.
And all, because like my mom and I did Color My World from Chicago.
Beautiful.
Now, if you just look at the lyrics of that song, it's a love song. It's a romantic love song. But my mom and I love Chicago. And if you just look at the words and put it in a mother-son aspect, it makes sense. It wasn't written for that purpose, but it makes sense if you take it out of context.
And it all depends on how the DJ sets it up. If you set it up intelligently with the right words, it's like, well, duh.
All right. Two more before we get to the really fun ones. Let's do Eric B. and Rakim first. Yeah, that was – and you're shaking your head. That was
again,
my reaction to
like
it.
It's like there's other institutions to raise these people up. I don't think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the one.
Here's one I would say yes, even though I don't appreciate them as much as I wish I did. A Tribe Called Quest.
I know how important they are to rap and R&B. I'll say that. And again, there are other places to raise these artists up. I don't think it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, if you're watching on YouTube, you see the ones that are highlighted in pink? We're about to get to those. All right. How about Sinead O'Connor?
How about no?
Not even, I love. I did say knee-jerk reaction, so yeah.
Her greatest hit wasn't rock and roll.
It wasn't even written by her.
Done here.
All right, so Sinead out. I agree with you, by the way. How about share?
Again, well, darn it. Darn it.
Now, Cher goes back, I believe she's already in with Sonny. I believe. So, correct me if I'm wrong. If you watch this with the comments on YouTube or when it gets posted, comment below if you know that Sonny and Cher are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I believe they are.
Well, if it's Cher apart from Sonny and Cher, no.
Okay.
If it's Cher with Sonny and Cher, yeah, they had some top 40 credibility. That was, I mean, even I've Got You, Babe was considered rock because what else would it be? Pop, if you will. So maybe, but I mean, I believe not rock and roll. It's all keyboards.
How about Sade? She is on the list for one of the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That just doesn't make sense to me. Some of the sexiest, most sensual music ever made, but I don't really see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there.
For a couple reasons for me. One, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And two, we play on My 97.5 two of her biggest hits. I don't know that she has many, if any, others.
No.
And granted, having chart-topping hits is not the only criteria. It's about groundbreaking. And I know she's done more of that, but it should coincide to some degree. If she had a bigger resume, maybe. But again, then we get back to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is why I ask you about Mary J. Blige.
Why are you asking me?
Because she's on the list.
Well, she is an incredible R&B artist. Nobody would argue that. She can rap with the best of them. She can sing with the best of them. But again, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I saved the best for last. Now, let me ask you, have you seen the list yet?
Is this best in quotes? Or?
Yeah, definitely. So have you seen the list? Do you know what name I've left off to this point?
I scanned it, but I don't know where you're going specifically. Oh, here it comes.
Everybody on YouTube. All right, this is the one that Jennifer Grant specifically mentioned a couple times this week and mentioned that she is nominated. Mariah Carey.
God, why is she in? She's wickedly talented.
Is there a Christmas music
Hall of
Fame?
Yeah, I was going to say, she comes back every Christmas, thanks. And, of course, the new My 97.5, your Christmas station times three. But, no, Mariah has the most soulful pop you'll ever hear. I mean, she can do the runs better than anybody you know, but that's not rock and roll. I mean, it's just in my mind.
So now, I'm glad you, you
put the caveat on it so I don't get a.
You kind of took it the same direction that I did, and I'll hand over the list to you now. So that's everyone in pink in yellow was like an obvious one for me. Everyone that was highlighted in pink was a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really? Yeah. But just to put it all in context, and I went to Wikipedia for this, and I think they got this right. I know Wikipedia lets you edit things, but I'm one of the few people I know that actually does put some credence in Wikipedia. I would never use it if I was still in school for a resource on a term paper.
No.
But it's a good, jumping off point. So I looked up Music Halls of Fame. And I'm only going to read a couple of these. There is an American Classic Music Hall of Fame and Museum, a Big Band Jazz Hall of Fame, Blues Hall of Fame, Dance Music Hall of Fame, Gospel Music Hall of Fame, Hip Hop Hall of Fame, International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame, Polka Hall of Fame, and Rockabilly Hall of Fame. In addition to, again, if you're watching on YouTube, a bunch of others, in addition to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I could not find anywhere on Wikipedia, and again, if anyone knows these exist, please comment below, but I couldn't find an official R&B Hall of Fame, or, this one really surprised me, Motown Hall of Fame.
Well, R&B is obviously being loosely, potentially loosely linkable with rock and roll, and I just...
No. That's where some of these artists
are sneaking in.
Could go to if you kept the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The problem was when they first came up with this, when people thought Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it was rock and roll. The Beatles, the Stones, the Who.
Zeppelin.
And the ones that are
Metallica.
Obviously belong to be in there. Once they became eligible, obviously Metallica as well. But I forget if it's a 25 or 30-year period you have to wait from when your first album comes out to when you're eligible. We're getting to the point where Taylor Swift, if she's not already, is going to be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. back then, there was rock and roll, and that was it. Now, that kind of genre has splintered off into a ton of other different music categories. So my thinking is, with all these other rock and with all these other Hall of Fames, music related, have a few more that could incorporate some of these other artists, or just have it be the American Music Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And that way, Dolly Parton, I mean, that was the big one. When she got in, she felt so awkward about it. First, she said no. Then she said yes, under the condition that she put out a rock album, which she spent a year or so working on and finally released a rock album, so she felt as though she belonged in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Or at least had a piece of vinyl she could go, well, you know.
Yeah, so I kind of, granted I didn't get in for this, but I did it because I felt obligated.
Yeah, I don't know. And please don't music listeners, I know Mike feels the same way. I believe that every bit of music is valid. All of it. I don't listen to some things I don't vibe on. But all music is valid. Whatever you like, and that's appropriate. But rock and roll is rock and roll, in my mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Either stay true to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or change the name, because it's the first, at least for me, the first, when you say name a music Hall of Fame.
There should be an R&B one, though. Yeah, there really should.
It's the first and almost only one that comes to mind. When someone were to ask you, name a music Hall of Fame, well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can you name
another? Instantly equatable with Cleveland at that. It's so well known.
Which is a shame because it's Cleveland. Having never been, but knowing people who live there.
A week there, one night. John Denver, love it.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe at some point if they keep going in this direction, because rock, even now, right now, isn't rock anymore. There's alternative rock.
Right.
And a host of different other splinters. I couldn't tell you right, and heavy metal, I couldn't tell you right now an active quote unquote rock band. I'd be hard pressed to think of one that is actively still doing stuff, still top of mind.
I'll tell you a new one you should be looking at.
Okay.
And it went right out of my head.
I saw the light bulb go off.
Got it. Okay. Whew. It's great being 66 sometimes. I'm here. I don't know why. Actually, it's three sisters out of Mexico. They're called The Warning.
The Warning.
Check them out. Okay, back in 2015, they came on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. They were kids then.
All right.
They won $15,000 music scholarships each apiece from Ellen. They were that good then. And now they've made something out of themselves, and they have an EP. They actually opened the MTV Video Awards on one of the stage during their song Evolve. They're flipping incredible.
Okay.
They really are.
And
they're waiting for the big album.
It's purely, you would only put them in a rock category.
It is rock and roll. If they were going to be, they'll play, what's the giant show that's going to be? It's the big rock show.
Lollapalooza? No, that's more alternative. And
it's super loud, but anyway, they've played that show. They've been places, but they're really good, and they're still in their 20s.
The only band that, and then there are some that hate them. I don't. I have one of their albums, Nickelback. They come to mind because you can't put them into alternative rock because they're not.
No.
So, and I don't know how active they still are, but they're the one that came to mind for me. I don't know if they'll ever get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I would consider what they do rock.
But to my mind, whether you love them, I know it's very popular to hate them, which I think it's silly because they've got quite a catalog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't get that catalog for people hating their music. It's just fun to make, for some people to make fun of some people.
But for the most part, I agree with you. I mean, when you niche music like this, which I don't do, you don't do, but obviously, organizations have, in that they're calling this the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame. I mean, if you're going to niche your quote-unquote Hall of Fame, stick to your niche. If you want to have an all-encompassing music Hall of Fame, then let's do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to pound on the door of the Grand Ole Opry and, how can we not let Ozzy play in here? What's going on? Wouldn't make no sense to anybody, that's why. So
yeah, and the great thing is, and not to pat ourselves on the back too much, but with my 97.5, I love the fact that we play a little bit of everything. We play rock, we play Journey, and some pretty heavy, some of the heavier stuff. Not all the heavy stuff from them, but We get into them. We play Green Day. Granted, it's just the one song with Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, but they are, I mean, talk about alternative rock bands. They sell out full stadiums, well as Celine Dion and the Commodores and the like. So,
live Fleetwood Mac.
You know, we obviously don't niche ourselves. Maybe that's where the thinking about, you know, we don't like our music niched as well.
Yeah. Well, I stand by everything you asked me.
All right, so we'll see what happens, Mariah Carey.